Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Econometrics for Dummies by Roberto Pedacci is a beginner-oriented non-fiction guide to econometrics, the branch of economics that uses statistical methods to study economic relationships and test hypotheses with data. Published by Wiley. The book is designed to make a technically demanding subject more approachable for readers who may have limited background in statistics, mathematics, or econometrics. Its purpose is not to replace a full academic textbook, but to provide a readable entry point into core ideas such as regression analysis, the classical linear regression model, hypothesis testing, and common modeling issues that arise in applied work. The book is structured in the practical style associated with the Four Dummies series, which means it prioritizes clarity, pacing, and conceptual explanation over dense formalism. It is especially useful for students who need a supplement to coursework, readers preparing for exams, or professionals who want a plain English framework for interpreting econometric methods and outputs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book translates econometrics into accessible language. A central feature of Econometrics for Dummies is its effort to lower the barrier of entry to a subject that often intimidates beginners. Instead of assuming strong mathematical preparation, the book introduces econometric thinking through plain language explanations, short conceptual steps, and visual aids. This matters because econometrics is not just about formulas. It is about understanding why statistical tools are used to analyze economic data and what assumptions make those tools valid. The book therefore focuses on comprehension before formal derivation, helping readers connect abstract terms such as error terms, estimation, and inference to practical economic questions. That approach is especially valuable for first-time learners who may struggle to see how regression models relate to real-world data. By emphasizing intuition and structure, the book makes the field feel navigable without pretending that econometrics is simple. It tries to preserve the logic of the discipline while presenting it in a way that a newcomer can absorb gradually and independently. Secondly, the classical linear regression model as the book's foundation. The classical linear regression model is one of the book's most important organizing ideas because it provides the baseline from which most introductory econometric methods are explained. Pettis uses this model to show how economists estimate relationships between variables, interpret coefficients, and evaluate whether observed patterns are likely to be meaningful or just random variation. This foundation is crucial because much of applied econometrics begins with regression, even when the final model is more complex. The book explains the assumptions behind the model in a practical way, showing why issues such as omitted variables, misspecification, and violations of standard assumptions matter. Rather than treating regression as a mechanical procedure, it frames it as a reasoning tool for answering economic questions. That makes the model easier to understand as a method of explanation and prediction, not merely a calculation exercise. For beginners, this focus is useful because it builds a stable conceptual base before moving into specialized topics, and it helps them recognize why regression output needs careful interpretation rather than blind acceptance. Thirdly, why the book emphasizes hypothesis testing and statistical inference. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of statistical inference, which is essential for turning raw estimates into defensible conclusions. Econometrics is not only about finding a line that fits data. It is about deciding whether that fit supports a claim about behavior, policy, or relationships between variables. The book introduces concepts such as confidence intervals, significance testing, and error analysis in a way that connects them to econometric reasoning. This is important because beginners often confuse statistical significance with practical importance or assume that a coefficient alone proves causation. Pettis's approach helps readers understand that inference depends on uncertainty, sample variation, and model assumptions. By teaching how to ask whether a result is likely to reflect a real relationship, the book encourages more disciplined reading of empirical findings. That makes it useful not just for coursework, but also for interpreting research reports, academic papers, and software output. The emphasis on inference distinguishes the book from a purely descriptive statistics guide because it shows how econometrics supports decision-making under uncertainty. Fourthly, applied regression topics such as logistic models and discrete outcomes. The book does not stop at the simplest regression framework. It also introduces applied extensions, such as logistic regression and other forms of modeling that handle discrete or restricted dependent variables. This is significant because many economic and social questions cannot be studied with ordinary linear regression alone. For example, outcomes may be binary, limited, or otherwise not well represented by a continuous scale. By showing how econometricians adapt their methods to different kinds of data, the book broadens the reader's sense of what econometrics can do. The treatment is still introductory, but it helps readers understand that model choice depends on the structure of the problem, This is one of the book's practical strengths. It connects method to use case, rather than presenting techniques as isolated formulas. Readers see why some models are preferred in particular situations and what limitations arise when data do not fit simple assumptions. In this way, the book gives beginners a realistic view of applied econometrics as a toolbox, where different techniques are selected according to the question and the type of outcome being studied. Lastly, a study aid that balances course support with notable limitations. Econometrics for Dummies is best understood as a supplemental learning tool rather than a standalone substitute for a full econometrics curriculum. Its greatest strength is that it helps readers consolidate basic ideas, review concepts before exams, and make sense of software output or classroom material that may otherwise feel opaque. The book is also useful for readers who want a refresher after time, away from the subject. At the same time, its simplified style can be a limitation. Readers looking for deeper mathematical treatment, advanced proofs, or a rigorous research-level approach will likely need additional texts. Another practical concern is that the book is tied in places to software examples, especially Stata, which may not be ideal for every reader. These limitations do not undermine the book's purpose, but they do define its place in the market. It stands out because it is intentionally accessible, not because it is exhaustive. For that reason, it works best when paired with a more formal textbook or course instruction, especially for readers who want both conceptual clarity and technical depth. In conclusion, Econometrics for Dummies is best suited to students, self-learners, and professionals who need a readable introduction to econometrics without immediately entering a dense mathematical treatment. It is especially valuable for readers who are encountering regression, inference, and model interpretation for the first time, or for those who want a practical refresher before exams or coursework. Its main benefit is accessibility. It turns a subject that often feels abstract into a sequence of understandable ideas, with enough structure to support real learning. Compared with standard introductory econometrics textbooks, it is less comprehensive and less formal, but that is also what makes it distinctive. The book stands out in the category because it focuses on clarity, pacing, and conceptual confidence rather than coverage for its own sake. Readers who already have a strong foundation may find it too basic, but beginners often benefit from exactly that restraint. As a supplement, it can reduce confusion, strengthen vocabulary, and make regression output less intimidating. In the crowded field of econometrics books, its role is to make the subject approachable first and technically manageable second. If you would like to support Roberto Paidassi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.